Okay, so have you ever noticed how many meetings we seem to have at work?
Yeah.
It feels like they just take over sometimes, you know?
Yeah, like you can't get away from them.
Exactly. And by the end of the day, you're like, wait, what did I actually get done?
Right. It's all just talk and no action.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we were just looking at this idea of asynchronous communication, right?
Yes.
And it seems like it might be a way to actually be more productive
Yeah.
by maybe like communicating less, but in a smarter way.
Well, it's about being intentional with your communication. So asynchronous communication is basically like, think about it this way.
Okay.
In a normal meeting, everyone has to be there at the same time, right?
Right.
That's synchronous, everyone together, same time. With asynchronous, you can say record a message or a presentation, and then people can, at their own time,
Watch it.
watch it. Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. But so it's not just like sending a bunch of emails.
No.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is really cool about this platform, Watch and Learn, that we're looking at.
Right.
They're using video.
Okay, now we're talking. So how does that actually work though? Like, what are some like real world examples?
So imagine it's Monday morning, beginning of the week, right? And instead of that company-wide meeting that everyone dreads, you get a 5-minute video from the CEO
Okay.
outlining the priorities for the week.
Okay.
And you can watch it on your way to work, at lunch, whenever.
On my own time.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's actually saving time. But it's got to be more than just that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What about team updates, for example?
Okay, yeah.
Instead of having everyone stop what they're doing for a status meeting, right?
Yeah.
Each person records like a 2-minute video, what they're working on, any roadblocks, boom.
Okay.
You get all the info, but you don't have to sit there for an hour, you know?
Right, no side conversations.
Exactly.
And what about onboarding? Start a new job. I mean, talk about information overload.
It's
I
overwhelming.
remember, like, my first job, it was just endless paperwork and presentations. It was awful.
But imagine with this, you could have pre-recorded tutorials, welcomes from team members, all on video.
Okay.
New hires could go at their own pace, like
Yeah.
go back and rewatch something.
So it's less overwhelming when you're starting.
Exactly. And it's more engaging than just like reading a manual.
Because you're seeing a face, like you feel more connected.
Absolutely. And that actually ties into something really interesting from the research on this. It helps build stronger relationships.
That makes sense, because we're
Yeah.
like hardwired for that face-to-face interaction, even if it's recorded. But didn't they also talk about using this for client demos too?
Yes.
Like in the watch and learn stuff?
They did, and it's like perfect for that because instead of trying to find a time when everyone can meet live, you record one demo
And
and
then anyone can watch it anytime.
exactly. Clients, colleagues, whoever, they can watch it as many times as they need. They can share it.
That's amazing. Saves everyone a ton of headaches.
It really does.
So we're talking like saving time, better communication, stronger relationships. I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true. So there's got to be a catch, right? There has to be some downside to this whole asynchronous thing, isn't there?
Well, no tool is perfect, right? Yeah, there are always trade-offs, right? Like anything else, it's not going to be a magic solution for every situation.
Okay, so what are some of the potential downsides then? When might this asynchronous communication not be the best fit?
Well, one thing is, it does require everyone to be, comfortable with technology.
Yeah, that's true. Not everyone's tech savvy.
Exactly. And if you don't have reliable platforms or if people aren't comfortable, like, recording themselves on video, it's not going to work so well.
All right, some people just hate being on camera. I get that. And I don't know, it seems like there are some things that just work better when you're face to face in real time. Like,
Yeah.
what about brainstorming?
You're right. That's a good point. Brainstorming is one of those things that often benefits from that live, back and forth.
Yeah, you kind of feed off each other's energy.
Exactly. And you might lose some of that creative spark if everyone's just like off on their own. Contributing ideas in isolation.
Totally. Like trying to have a band all record their parts separately, it's just not the same. And
Exactly.
that makes me think about like the potential for things to get lost in translation, you know?
Misinterpretation.
Yes, like if you can't just like quickly clarify something.
You don't have that immediate feedback loop, which
Exactly.
can lead to misunderstandings.
Because I've definitely been there where like I've sent an email and totally misread the tone of the response.
Oh,
But if
yeah.
I had just heard their voice, I would have known they weren't like upset with me or anything.
Right. It's so easy to misinterpret tone in written communication.
It really is.
And that actually brings up a really important point about asynchronous communication.
Yeah.
It requires everyone to be like extra clear and precise.
Oh, interesting. So you can't just like wing it.
Right. Because you have to think about, okay, how is this going to be received? You know, you have to be more intentional.
So it forces you to be a better communicator overall.
In a way, yes.
Interesting. So we've talked about some potential downsides, but it seems like those downsides can also be like opportunities to improve.
For growth, exactly.
Like, yeah, asynchronous communication kind of challenges us to up our communication game.
That's a great way to put it. And it all comes down to figuring out if it's right for you.
Right, because it's a tool, not a, like, a rule.
Exactly. It's about finding the right tool for the job and the right communication style for the situation.
Totally. So, like, how do people listening figure out if this whole asynchronous thing is right for them and their team? What questions should they be asking themselves? So where do we even start? Like, how can people figure out if this whole asynchronous thing is something they should actually try?
Well, a good place to start is to think about your current meetings. Like, are there always scheduling conflicts? Or are they just like a pain to get everyone together for?
Yeah, I can think of a few meetings I go to that could probably just be like a quick video message instead.
Exactly. And what about communication breakdowns? Like, do you feel like things are always getting misconstrued or there's just a lack of clarity?
Right, because it's not just about doing what we're already doing, but like in a different way. It's about like using this as a chance to really get better at how we communicate at work.
Absolutely. It's like if you had to get your point across in a short video, you'd have to be a lot more clear and concise.
Oh, for sure. No more rambling.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. So it kind of forces you to be more mindful.
And when everyone is more mindful, communication tends to be more effective overall, wouldn't you say?
100%. And, you know, it's interesting because we've talked about the downsides and the upsides, but it almost feels like this shift, this asynchronous communication, it's like bigger than just changing our meetings. It could actually change like the whole culture of a company.
You know, that's a really interesting point. It could be a pretty big shift.
Because imagine if people felt more trusted to manage their own time, right? Like they weren't tied to their desks, you know, afraid to miss out on a conversation.
And that everyone's ideas are heard, you know, no matter when they share them.
It could be huge for work-life balance too.
For sure.
Wow. That's pretty amazing when you think about it like that.
It is. And to be honest, I think that's what a lot of us are looking for, right? Like a more human way to work.
100%. Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today. We've gone deep on what asynchronous communication is, why it's important, and how it might just change the way you work.
It's true. So as you go about your week, pay attention to how you communicate at work. You know, what's working, what's not working.
Yeah, and could this whole asynchronous approach be the thing that makes it better? Could it help you be more efficient, have better relationships with your team, and yeah, maybe even have a better work-life balance?
It's worth considering.
It definitely is. All right, everyone, until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep with us.